Thank you, and welcome back to the Star Online's live chat with the MACC Deputy Chief Commissioner, Dato' Abu Qasim Mohamad. Dato', just to check with you, Dato', your Chief Investigating, your Director of Investigations, Dato' Mohamad Shukri Abdul, recently had voiced out his frustrations with regards to interference from politicians when the MACC is conducting investigation. How much of a problem do you see when politicians get involved in?
I think Dato' Shukri's concern and frustration is derived from the new phenomena during the investigation. You know, I think the incident start with when we wanted to call one of the important witness, or maybe suspect, I do not know, it depends on what how they look at it. Then suddenly, it become a big hoo-ha. And based on few occasions, you can see the sequence. There is a new phenomena in the investigation of MACC. Previously, for many, many years, when we investigate, normally those people who are under investigation try or avoid from being known by the public. They don't call the media. The media do not know that we investigate. Or if media know, we try to hide. And for us also, it's very important. Because for a successful investigation, we should not allow people to know what we want, what we are looking at, or try to get from somebody. And we don't want public to know to secure our investigation, to make sure that we can build up a good case. But unfortunately, for the past few occasions, every time when we wanted to get evidence, for example, we wanted to make a search, suddenly, group of medias, the person that under investigation, call medias and make a big issue of it. We do not know what is the reason. But we've been investigating a lot of people. Even 1 year, we investigate thousands of cases. And you know that when we investigate, investigations does not mean that you're going to be charged. Yeah. We investigate 1,000 cases. We end up with maybe 30% can be charged in court. But it's a weird situation when the person that under investigation suddenly call the media and tell the media that, look, I am under investigation, and this investigation is biased. This investigation is have some conspiracy or some sort like that. Which we also quite said, this is new environment. And with this kind of environment, it looks like Dato' Shukri feel that, I think that Dato' Shukri feel that this kind of investigation should not be proceed in the new environment. It should be handled by another organization. We don't want to get involved in the whole political gimmick or political scenario. We want to do our job. That's all. That's what I think Dato' Shukri think. Mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. That's why he said that, okay, if this is the kind of reaction that you display when we investigate, may as well you ask somebody to investigate corruption pertaining these issues. Mm-hmm. That is the concern, mm-hmm, which I think I'm not necessarily right, but I think that is what why he react like that. Mm-hmm.
But personally, Dato', what is your take on this new phenomenon in terms of politicians inviting the media? This is more of an invitation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
inviting the media to come and to record the presence of MACC, conducting investigations, or just to come and just to ask some questions.
This is a very new phenomenon, and I think this is part and puzzle of being commissioned. I think we have to deal with it, and we have to do our job as usual. And if being publicized, I think we have to explain to the public why we go there and why we search premises and all that. And we have to do a lot of explanation. Mm-hmm. But for me, I would like to advise. I think let us do our job. It's not easy to get evidence in a corruption case. corruption case is the most difficult investigation in crimes, if you study criminal justice. Some experts say that it's a victimless crime, and because there is no victims, basically for them, but for us, there are a lot of victims. Mm-hmm. But basically, there is normally in corruption cases, two parties are happy, you see. So to get cooperation from another party is not easy. Mm. So when you blast the case in public, you make the witnesses become fear of whatever they think depends on the person. Mm-hmm. So we really want the investigation to be keep low profile. A lot of cases, high profile cases we investigate, we put it low profile. Again, as I said, based on this type of reaction, public may have a kind of perception, hey, look, why MACC investigating on this particular sector of society? Why don't MACC do investigate all others? But in real fact, we investigate a lot more on other parties, but unfortunately, or fortunately, I do not know, they don't inform the public, and they also don't want to inform the public, and we also don't want to inform the public. A lot of cases we investigate. Even yesterday, I received a visit from a person, a very important person. He said that, look, I was investigated by MACC from morning to 11 at night, and a lot of questions been asked to me. It really put me to a level of stressful situation. Then I explained to him, said, look, this is normal procedures. In all over the world, basically, when you investigate, involve white-collar investigation, sometimes you can be called for 3 days, 4 days, and so on. So for me, basically, in GIST, this part and puzzle of new way of doing work, we have to deal with it, but we have to, maybe, we have to design a kind of reaction whenever we face this kind of problem. Mm-hmm. We are looking at it seriously because this is very, very new. I tell mm-hmm. you, this is very, very new. And we have to really discuss with our officers and in terms looking at the legal point of view, legal implication, and how to deal with media and so on. Mm-hmm.
Is there any plan on your part, Dato, on the part of the commission, to introduce a new law, a new act or something to prevent those under investigation from leaking out or bringing in, exposing themselves or your officers?
I think basically there's a law. Mm-hmm. There's law already in our act saying that when you make a report, you are not allowed to reveal it to the public because it's prohibited in the under the law. Mm-hmm. And but you know, people, the situation here is not the person who made the report that made the noise. Those people who are under investigation make a noise. It's a new situation, and I do not know, should we make a law saying that those people under investigation should not make noise? Mm-hmm. It's quite awkward law if we have that kind of law, you see. But the most important thing here is the public assessment. They should understand that those people who make noise when they are under investigation, they have to make their own judgment, I would say that. They have to make their own judgment. Mm-hmm. And the public should try to be together and advise these people. Say, look, so many people are under investigation, and thousands of people under investigation. Mm-hmm. But they keep quiet and they wait. They believe in the criminal justice process. And they let the law take its own course. For example, I got a few cases before this. Quite numbers of prominent opposition leader under investigation. Mm. For example, if I'm not mistaken, and we have investigated Nik Aziz, for example, Yang Berhormat Nik Aziz, on certain allegation and all that. And the process was done through smoothly. It allowed the law takes its own course. Let's investigate. Mm. And after we complete the investigation and we don't find anything tangible, enough evidence to charge, right, and all that, then we close the case. Mm-hmm. Basically, in my experience, I think a lot of cases that investigated on the other parties, mm-hmm. other than BN, mm-hmm. been closed.
Right.
Then compared to BN people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll take a short break, Dato, and then we will get back to you again after this. Thank you, Dato. Thanks.